kako si gva njone zi jajmo. I'm very auspicious and very, very much in the inyon, is the yom of today, quite literally. I'll go back over what I want to discuss. The Torah says, today, quite literally, the day of the week, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, 3,318 years ago. בחדש השלישי לצייס בני ישראל בארץ מצרים ביום הזה בואו מדבר סיני. On the third month the Sky is going out of Mitzrayim ביום הזה on this day בואו מדבר סיני they came to מדבר סיני ויסו מרפידים they traveled from רפידים ויובויו מדבר סיני they came to מדבר סיני ויחנו במדבר they camped in the מדבר ויחן שם ישראל נגד ההור and Israel camped there נגד ההור facing the mountain. It's well known the kashrut on this pasuk on these two psukim are varied and significant. On the one hand, the first pasuk says, "Vachidish Ashlishi," the third month. It doesn't say which day. It's more on Shabbos. We know it was Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos and it was Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, it was Sunday and Rosh Chodesh. The Tzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Kal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. But Yom Hazeh, this day on Rosh Chodesh, Bo Midbar Sinai, they arrived in Midbar Sinai. The next pasuk tells you they traveled from Rafidim. Chronologically, L'chayro, a sequence of events doesn't seem to make sense on the surface. First you tell us where they left, and then you tell us they arrived for a start. For a second, if you already know they came to Midbar Sinai, why does the second pasuk repeat, Vayobayu Midbar Sinai? We know they were there. It's summer, it repeats without reason. And third, Vayachnu Ma'midbar, they camped in the Midbar, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, the Stirim in Eobed says, Vayachnu in the plural, and Vayichan in the singular. You all know the famous dictum of Chazal, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Rashi Kurski, Ish Echad, Vilei Vachod, Vayachan HaKodesh, as a Meridik, and Mahalik, explaining the Kriyokar here as well, worth spending time with it alone. Chaim Shulevitz embellishes it in the Shmuz about the first pasuk telling us the sequence of events. The first pasuk is telling us what happened. They arrived. The second pasuk says the Erechaim HaKodesh is not the physical, geographical change of location. The second pasuk is totally superfluous for that. The second pasuk is telling us the three necessary prerequisites for Kabbalah Satayim. The first thing is Vayisu Merefidim, they traveled away from Refidim. Refidim Chazal tell us al Sherofu Yedem Medivrei Torah Abkola Amolek. Refidim was called Refidim because it alluded to Kali Israel's weakness in Hasmodim. On their level they were found wanting in Hasmodim Vayisu Merefidim. They prepared themselves. The Hachon of the Kabbalah Sater was to go to prepare themselves with Hasmodim, to learn Torah with Cheshuk. First thing is Vayisu, they traveled away from that level. They were elevated to a level of Vayisu Merefidim. The second thing is, Vayavoy Midbar Sinai, they arrived in a Midbar. Eina Tere Niklis Elamishu Meimis Atzmeik a Midbar. Anova. Second thing is Anova. Hei Kol Tzomin Lechul Amayin, the Medrash Tavim Yobar Midbar about it yesterday. Midrashim, all about this point, Tere was given by Ish, Uba Mayim, Uba Midbar. Uba Mayim, Shinema Hei Kol Tzomin Lechul Amayin. We find Tere compared to water, we find the Midrashim, we learn as well from the Pesach, Neshef Timashira, as the word it says, Gamovim not to remind Torah, it wasn't just given with water, it was given symbolized by water. Water is Anova because water always goes down to the lowest place. Torah also goes down to the greatest Anova, it's a prerequisite for Torah. The second Achon is by Yavoi Midbar Sinai, they came to the point of making themselves Kumidbar. The third thing is by Yichan Shom Yisrael Achdus. The third Achon says, the Erechaim HaKadosh mentioned in this passage, by Yichan Shom Yisrael, the Achdus which they achieved, the unity which they came to at this time, was the key to them being zeichet and deserving Kabbalah Satayra. That's the well-known Shatayra Erechaim. The other point he says is gewaltig. He says, even if we learn this way, it's still shleir b'chedesh ha'shlishi l'tzeis bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim bo midbar Sinai. I should give us the date more accurately, doesn't say which day it was. Tell us the achonot first and then give us this pasuk, the geographical change. So the Erechaim HaKodesh ha'gewaltig of Mishpat is a tremendous, tremendous line. The Erechaim HaKodesh, the reason why it first tells us they arrived at Midbar Sinai and then only goes on afterwards to detail their travels, a change of location, and any other changes they had to make, he says the following. He says, because the whole Bria had been waiting. Yoim HaShishi, the whole Bria had been waiting for this famous day for Kabbalah Satayr. Kali Shol coming to Har Sinai represented the culmination of the journey of the world from generation to generation. Chavav Deret Kilayilam Chasdei, 26 generations the world have been sustained. For the Chesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, this was the Tachlis of the Bria Bereishis, the Shilateres Nikreishis, the Shilateres Nikreishis. This was the whole world coming to fruition, solidifying, consolidating its whole purpose. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, it was a headline event. Klal Yisrael are here. Bo'o Midbar Sinai, it's happening. Kabbalah Satorah, it's a headline event, that's the first thing. Bo'o Midbar Sinai. Literally writing in a way that shows such a doggish, such a stress on the arrival because of its importance. Yismuchu HaShemayim V'Zogi L'Oret. We'll give you the details later, the first thing is the headline. Bo'o Midbar Sinai. And Yaz is an inimicable style, a Gavaldi line about this arrival. He says the whole Bria was waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was full of Cheshire for Kalitza, and Kalitza was full of Cheshire to receive the Torah. And he says, on this, Higia Choshuk, oh, Lezeh Kishigiu, Ulai Shua Derech Eirom, Av and Mekalkeles Ashura. Love is Mekalkeles, can at times put things out of kilter because of tremendous Av, Mekalkeles Ashura, Hantim Hamurucher. Even though chronologically in sequence to this passage shouldn't really have been written yet, it was the headline. It's Av Mekalkeles Ashura. Shelio Itzkihu Yoyim Zeh Hamakuvel Leboire. This was the day awaited for by the Creator. Latoyo Laolam Leilonim Latachtonim Umayim Habriim Yoshim Umetzafim Mosa Yovoyu Bnei Yisrael Midbar Sinai. The waiting when Mekal Yisrael arrived. Lezeki Shigiu Shama Leotzukach Lesaper Seid Adovos Kivyochil the Torah. The Rebbe was writing, telling us in the Torah. Couldn't hold back. The days arrived. The take of Kod Ma'ido Ba'irbi Be'yom Azeh Bo'amid Ba'al Sinai. Higia Choshuk V'nechshak L'choshek V'choshuk. Yochamo. Higia Choshuk V'nechshak. The desired people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Torah L'choshuk, the place which is Choshuk. Debate exactly which these L'choshuk, Nechshak, Choshek, V'choshuk is. The Torah Chaim style, the Yom HaChem Shekidarai, Bo'om in Bar Sinai. This is the day, out of all days in the whole calendar, the day of Cheshek or Cheshkas HaTorah, the Simcha of Cheshkas HaTorah, of a desire for Torah. You don't find the day identified simply for the Cheshek HaTorah, the desire for Kabbalah HaTorah anywhere else. Yeh Choshuk, V'Nechshak, L'Cheshek, V'Choshak. Was at this time, 3,318 years ago. That was the time of the great Cheshek HaTorah, is the Hachom of the Gabbalah HaTorah, it is the month Kogorim, the Gemara says. And Shmoch gave a Raisa to Lissoy, an Am to Lissoy, the Yarcha to Lissoy, and the third month, it was the month itself is a Cheshek with his Maram, he probably explains in the Gemara because the number 3 denotes solidity, or something solid. One Achtus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmoch is the only source of Achtus in the world, the only Echod, Yochid. Two is separation, really, because two lines, says the Maral, can't be united. If you have two lines, you can't unite two things properly. If you take two lines, either they're parallel or they diverge, you go away from each other, you put one on top of the other, you've only got one. And number two, therefore, represents division. The second day of the week has no kitoy for this reason, says the Maral. The third day, you have two lines, you put a third line in it, you have a triangle, that's the first number which represents separate parts coming together, represents unity. That's the Yarcha Tilisa, that's the first point of unity, of creating, of taking elements, making a compound, making something in this world, beyond the Achdus, like the Shvach, taking that and bringing it to Ilam Azer, to Al Musogim. That's the concept of Yarcha Tilisa, Al Tilisa, Achidash HaShilishi, Bombed Bar Sinai. It's the Mount Kogarim, that was the time of Hachona, using Cheshik HaTorah, for Hachona, for Kabbalah HaTorah, which would be Zerka, and these, the main Hachona, to build up the final countdown to the Inyon of the Yoyma, to the aspects about this day and the days to come, which is Bizeichem et Hashem, to get to the Achona, Bizeichem to Kabbalah Tzatzer, Cheshek, Mitzimcha, the greatest bracha, Simcha Tzatzer in our lives and lives of our children. On this basis, I'd like to discuss something else about the Yom of the Yom. Same as Chash and Amogin Avron. The giving of Hilchus, Shavuot, Amogin Avron, Ash, and Kash. The Gemara says in Shabbat, there's a machlekes tanoim between Rav Yosi and Chachomim. Mm-hmm.
about which date the Torah was given. And the Mor explains the basis of the Machlekes, whether it was Shishi B'Sivan or Shvi B'Sivan, whether it was given on the 6th or the 7th. Everybody agrees it was given on Shabbos.
Thank you very much.
Torah was given on Shabbos. Was given on Shabbos, and everybody agrees that we arrived in Rosh Chodesh. The question is more boils down to the Machlekes of Tanoim, how many days were needed in the preparation of being the Tahir themselves, in the Tahir which Chayitzon needed to achieve in the lead up to Kabbalah Satayim. The Aloha, whether the Tumah which they are required to be the Tahir from, required 3 Oinus, 4 Oinus, 5 Oinus, or 6 Oinus. Each day or night is called an Oinah, a day or night period. Did we need 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, 3 full days, in other words, to come to Tahir? The Chomim, when it's called the Pinah of the Kiva, the various Tanoim, the Gemara brings in Shabbos, held you don't need 6, and therefore they could have their Torah ready after 2 days, and therefore they only needed less time to be Matar, and then the Kabbalah Satera on the Shabbos after arrival could be on the 6th or 7th. If Yosi held, you need Sheishon and Zvavonis, in which case you needed 3 full days of Torah, and taking into account the day of their arrival, and the day they arrived, you had Shvokot and Tolomaisi because of because the weakness of having travelled, and the next day told about Hezbollah, they were offered the Torah, they accepted it, they needed 3 days of Torah, it needed 3 complete days, and therefore the Torah must have been given according to Rabbi Yossi on the 7th, not the 6th of Sivan. Achleikas Achomer and Rabbi Yossi, whether the Torah was written on the Shishi of Sivan or the Shvi of Sivan. Read the Mogen Avraham. Koshali. Ichfashenish. It's difficult to me, more correctly. Heyachon Oemrim Beshvus Yeh Matan Torah Tehnu. How can we say on Shulis, in our Shulis, we call it Yom Matan Torah Tehnu? Alekabilon Krebiyosi. La halacha we pass like Krebiyosi, that the Shul which the Gemara is referring to is Matame for 3 full days, that if you need 6 owners of 3 full days for Tara. Before they could go to Mikveh to be Mitzahir from the Tumah being referred to Tumah Keri day, you needed 3 full days to pass. In which case, 6 owners takes you an extra day, says the Gemara, that's the Pinah of Krebiyosi. Since in the halacha of Tumah and Tara we pass and you need 3 full days, inevitably we should have to come to conclusion in this machlekes like Rabbi Yossi. Alekaimon Rabbi Yossi don't design the siblings of Torah. The halkaimon of the body pushing forward is commercial cost of your death in the kuf zadivot. Because according to what we pass in the Tumah and Tara it works out we have to wait 3 years, in which case Torah is given on the 7th. Uledidom, la'olam shuas b'vav the 7th. And the Maestro, we have Shulis on the 6th of Sivan. We start saying Matan Torah Tehnu on the 6th of Sivan. And even Moshe, in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't even have a 7th, the 2nd day, so it's only on the 6th of Sivan, they miss what the halacha is, our Shulis. The whole Shulis Tehnu, after all the counts, all the achon, all the preparation, because the Mogavon, he missed the main day of Shulis. How is it justified in our Shulis to say Matan Torah Tehnu? And how do we square the fact that Neretz Yisrael certainly they missed the whole Yom Tov, as it were, of Shulis being Bishri? So the Magavon answers that it could be, but it's only a Chumrah to wait 3 full days. Machlekes Tanoim, that we pass in the Chumrah in the Yerder we're not passing so Meikra Adin only Lahachmir, but from the Rambam it seems we pass in Meikra Adin like the Chachomer, in which case you don't need 3 full days, only 3 owners, not 6 owners, but 3 full days. In which case it could work out that's the correct day. According to Rabbi, if we take on the Ikar Adin, you have to wait 3 full days, it should be the 7th. We pass an Ikar Adin like the Rambam, like Chachomim and Ephraim, like 7th. Difficulty is for a start to say, Ikar Adin is Machlokes Rishonim, how we pass it. Second, it's very tenuous because even having answered this, you've only answered for Chutzlaret, you haven't answered for Eretz Yisrael. All we're saying is, it works out for us. It's justified, sorry. And according to Rebbe, if you pass an Ikar Adin like Rebbe, I'm sorry, it should still be on the 7th. Because, and the Achmir, so, the Ikar Adin, we pass in like the Chachomim, we're alright. To have a Yom to face in the Chumra, and miss the Ikar Adin, it's still very difficult to understand. And then saying Allah Achmir. There's a big debate to place in the Rebbe, it's hard to understand what the answer is. How do we square the fact that we keep Shulot on the day which the Chesh of the Gemara seems to be out of filter the way we pass it? So the Chazaka brings down here, the Goyim points out here, as many of the Achodim points out, the Shita to Rivosh. Rivosh says, a good kasha, 6th or 7th. He says, we find the Gemara, the Goyim just cryptically adds on the Gemara here. But Yom Mufurish Batayr, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is explained in the Torah. Usvirulei, the ain atoli b'minyan hayom b'chodesh. It's clear we take on. It's not dependent on which day of the month. From the cost of the pekas to Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says depending when they were kadosh al pi horiyah, and it wasn't guaranteed how many days Nissan would have, how many days Tiyah would have, since you had to. Shavuos inevitably depends on the count of days as far as Tfilas Eimer is concerned from the second day Pesach. If you had a variance from year to year, how many days you're counting from Pesach, at which day in the month of Sivan that works out to be, because if Nisan is Mole and Iyar is Mole, you've got two extra days as it were, so it works out the 5th of Iyar is already the 50th day. The Gemara says, Palmin can work out to be the 5th, sometimes the 6th, sometimes the 7th. As the girl, you see from the Gemara alone, it's not totally on the date, it's totally on the amount of days from Pesach. About it's telling the amount of days, the count of days from Pesach, so the doing is not difficult to understand. Yes, we may miss the date. It's not dependent on the date, it's dependent on a series of days in between, and therefore, even though we miss the historical date, it's not our issue. We're not commemorating the date. There is the well known, the famous line in the Teretz Mima, in the end of Parsha Mishpatim. He uses this reverse. He brings the kashya magen avraham, and he says, "Let's say that many local chag shuas b'shusha b'sig, which is on parak chavdal posuk lamed posuk yud zayin in mishpatim." He says, "Am minig is to say to start shuas on the 6th." Magen avraham asks the kashya, "It holds like Rabbi Yosi." For omnam ledati adover posuk the ikas man chag shuas tali rak yom chamishim lo'im et kavum befurish b'tei repashus. Anyway, the main thing is dependent on the amount of days. ואחרי שהצגל לפי סייד הכפי את חולם לא אילם חדש עיר השני יום ראש חדש וסימן יום אחד אם כן בדין הוא ההכרח שיוכל יום החמיש לא אילם ושיש וסיבן as far as the series of days is concerned now we have the months in sequence and in order it must work out the 50th day is the 6th Uriah Mufresh is to bring the same rise that Goyim brings from the fact that the Gemara says sometimes the 5th sometimes the 6th sometimes the 7th the date is Nika the Iyim Yishum that Tera nit not the Zayim Besivan as far as your problem the Tera is actually given on the 7th In our tefillah song, Shavuot, we don't celebrate Yom Matan Torah, the day of Kabbalah Torah, Elo Zman Matan Torah, the time, the season, Zman Matan Torah. Ube'emet Miyom Agbolah Huschelo Hanusino. Once we started accepting the restrictions of Agbolah, already that was in the Sinat Torah. It was a secret. It wasn't just the actual Torah deliverance. So from the time of Hagbola, this was the Maimed Harasina, this was the Maimed of Kabbalah Satoira. The Korib Levada and the Emes with Nekain, who's Kalim as Man Matan Tero Tainu below Yoy? The Yuhu, Mishum, the Kim, the Iketal, the Chamishu Laime, who call it Tainu Laila, the Shisha, the Tainu, the Tainu, the Zayin. As the deal cannot fill us, we don't say Yoy, we say Man Matan Tero Tainu, to highlight the fact that this is actually the day we receive the Tero, this is the period, the time period. It doesn't have to be the day. It doesn't have to be the day, it is the time based on the Sira. Like the Rosh, like the other Achronim, we say it depends on the count of Sura. The Emes, I heard once in a Shiv from Arash Hashiva, Rabom Shita, Rabom Guru, said a beautiful thought. He says, why isn't it Taka? There's no date in the Torah. In Chlau, we don't find the Torah saying that Shavuot happens to be 50th day, bring a Minchal Chadosha. Doesn't mention the Chlau, the Yom Tov, for the day of celebration. It happens to coincide. Possibly it coincides with the Kabbalah Sotera, but the Torah seems to just it's a sequence of days you count and then you keep a Yom Tov of Milcho Kadoshu. Why doesn't it mention this? The most important thing is Man Matan Torah Zeinu, clearly. He says, because we can celebrate, May Sfiras Ha'omer. Medak who is Iksava HaKabbalah says, the word Sfiras Ha'omer will make a bracha. Al Sfiras Ha'omer, but Omer is a measure. Make a bracha on 4.2 kilos. In English it's called a pound. Clear words. We find the word Omer in a different context from the Torah. Where do you find it differently? The Pesukim Kiseisei says if you get to your fast payah, the person changes mind, wants to send her away, latest Amerbo Tachas Asherinisa, don't enslave and subjugate her. Tachas Asher Nisa, because you made the staff already. She's been through the whole process. She means Ravelus. She's torn her ties, untied her ties to her family. Now that you change your mind, she's been through all this latest Amerba. Don't enslave her. You have to let her go free. The his Amer is to enslave and subjugate, is to work hard. says the Ksav HaKabon Loshen Tzvira Sehema Be'em is Poshut Chazal V'Kibah the Loshen the Loshen Neifra Loshen these are days of Tzvira Sehema the days of counting our subjugation, our enslavement, our enslavement and our preparation for enslaving ourselves to Torah Avdei Hashem. Each day is a day of preparation, of counting. Svira, so in the days we work, for Kabbalah Tatarera, that's the Taich. It says, we don't celebrate. We celebrate what's Biodenu to do. Our Yom Tavid, you went through 49 days of Akona. In Mizke, if we say, Mizbor Matom. If we make ourselves Kimizbor, Hakrishbor gives Teresa Matona. To have a Yom Tav dependent on the gifts we can't. A Yom Tov depending on our achievement, the Kaddish Yisrael of our money, what's the Yodeinu to replicate? That's what the Yom Tov is. The Yom Tov is the culmination of a series and sequence of days from Pesach, the days of our preparation. So the Matan Tirosin, the Matonah, is not secondary. It's not the Yodeinu. It's not in our hands. We count the days of preparation we've made to become and became worthy, then we can become now. That's one of the reasons the first to explain, you don't need mitzvahs like by Shmuz. Ateres, the Gemara speaks from Sabbath, that's some chesm of days, but Ateres, kulam amedah de b'ilon ami lachem yunez machreiz yivishun abelez v'atol yom yom tevim. Whether you can use the mitzvah of Yom Tov, entirely Lashem without Lachem, entirely celebrating it in a day, in a time of Ruchnius, with Torah and Tzilo, without any element of Lachem, without any element of your own Yom Tov, physical pleasure, having Sudas Yom Tov, by Teres, by Shulz, Kula Alma, Moed, the Bir, and Ami Lochem. Everybody agrees, Shulz, it's not enough to have just Lashem, you have to have Lochem as well. You have to have a Sudas Yom Tov. Rashi explains that to show it's not a burden. So in the Balimut, you know why Kula Alma, Moed, the Bir, and Ami Lochem? Because Shulz, you don't celebrate the historical celebration. It's not an event that was. The status we achieved then, which we can achieve now. The effect of the celebration of the Yom Tov of Shulz, even if we got Teres. It's that we've got a Chaim Shul Torah, we're living Torah. We have the ability not just to starve the Torah away, but to live the Torah away. And if we can live the Torah away, what happened then can be replicated now. We can make that Chonah, it's Biyodeinu to make the preparation. We were Zeichah to a lifestyle which we have still today. to celebrate that something had happened then, cut ourselves off from Eidem Adel, is missing out the great Chaylik called the whole Tachlis of the Yom Tov of Shulz. It's the Torah life that we celebrate, not just the receipt of Torah. So we are Torah, the days of preparation. In which case, even today, we can't say God. To separate it from daily life and say we're celebrating the event that happened. And we're cutting it off from Lochem. It's only Lashem. The feats of purpose. Name Torah is a celebration even today. It's Chaim Shul Torah which we can celebrate. That permits everyone. So that's one answer. Rivosh. There's another answer which Achareim give, which is Gog Valdi. The Chariz is the which Moshe Stemple says. Understand this, to answer this kasha, he says, look at the next kasha, the famous second kasha, which the Magen Avraham asked, the follow up kasha. He says, as this year is, then, working out the same days as it was then, we went out to Mitzrayim. Well, we know Shabbos the Golden was Shabbos, the 10th of Nisan. Shabbos was the 10th, and the day we went out to Mitzrayim was the 15th. We went out on the 15th, so we started counting through the next day, Mochat Shabbos, the 16th. The 16th was a Friday. The 16th was a Friday, when was Shavuot, then was the 50th day of Shavuot HaOmer, Friday. Yeah, we know Terry was given a Shabbos. What happened to the Sri Sayyidina the year they went out from the Shabbos? I said, I'm not coming. So 51st, yeah. The Shabbos with the Cheshire Mitzvah. We're out of both camps. We have all the historical date. Because historically it was the 7th, but we said, don't worry, we don't need to keep the same date because it's not the date. Well, we stick with Terry, it's not the date. Don't worry, it's the counting. But their count of Vichesh, as it would work out, it's exactly the same parallel. We went out on the Thursday, and the 50th day is a Friday. We're keeping. If it should be a Friday, they kept in the Shabbos. I want to say it was in the Shabbos. So, the Magen Avraham, an incredible answer. So, the Magen Avraham, on this second kasha, the Masha Kosh Eid, that said, it's going to be a Munal of the three, or the Yotzim, it's Shambi, and hey, that's going to be the Shabbos, but Tirs, yes, we're Toshim. No, initially, sorry, it's Balas of Tirs. The Baalima is Donu. Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. About last time I'm on it, the Rambamami Tamil says in this, the Bolimba is only Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. Which means that because we have a Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, their Chremers, we keep a day later, they kept a day later then already, it was the 51st day, but it doesn't matter if it's Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis. Ul Matoshim Asot Shatim. Okay, Rav continues to say what the Balma of the Rambamami Tamil means. The Eshahad is going to be a Mechot, he's to make sure we die to it. That's what it means, Moshe added another day. So can we understand what Pashtub Shachar is in this, the Talat of Sphiris is the following. He says, you know, the teaching out about the Yomtu Shenesh Shogolis, it doesn't mean they kept the Yomtu Shenesh Shogolis there. It means we look at the Yomtu Shenesh Shogolis as just a fabrication, or it is an invention, an institution of Chazal. They added another day. So you've got the day of Yomtu, the day which is not Yomtu, we call it Yomtu. Now, when you stand with Nishemus, Chazal were Mamshech Kedusha at the Yomtu, they had their ability to take the Hashbo and the Ruchnis of this man, the spirit of the time. If Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sir, you want to give the Torah, don't worry, we're not ready yet. I mean, wait till Yemecha Midati, hang about there, we'll do it tomorrow. No, the Lord says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Yemecha Midati, what do you mean? HaKadosh giving you a Torah? Yeah, we're not ready yet. The Kadosh Yisrael, that man, depends on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on you, it depends on us. We want him a Kadosh HaKadosh and add another day. We'll make Rashonah later, Kippur later, Pesach later. Don't worry, you're not ready. When we're ready. Kibyoch. Now he shall have the ability to be Mekadosh Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael Hazman. We have the ability to be Mamshich, that very same Kedusha. So the Mogav Rabbah said the Baal Ezer Sphere, the Mali Father is saying that the Chachomim had the Koyah to actually Mekadosh Hazman, the idea of the Yom Tushen is to be Mamshich, to extend. Take that Kedusha. They can be Mekadosh Man. That concept of the Yom Tushen was already evident. That's the Remez, was evident from the fact Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesif Yemechom in Hadley. They had this on day 51, Tarkin. The day 51 was extended because Moshe Rabbeinu was made to be a Mechmidat. The Kedusha was taken from one day to the next for Moshe Rabbeinu. This became the precedent, the working model for Chazal. Eilez, Mardei Hashem, Asher Tikru Eisam, Asher Tikru Tikru, Adol, we did a Tikru Eisam, Eilo, Atem, Ata, Atulu, Sheik, Atulu, Mezid, if you want to add a day, you have the right to do so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees. That's what he says. And Moshe Shtemach says, Rech Harifu, Zed Hatana, Harifus is the Gavaldi Gavot. He says down to discussion. I was day 51. He says, to quote from the Baal HaFlom, Pashas Boit says, we have to eat matzahs. Ba'ava otel achidus b'erev, take the matzahs. On the 14th day in the evening, we should eat matzahs. What do you mean the 14th day in the evening? You all know by everybody, but you care. We know the halacha. The evening proceeds, the night is the 15th. The 14th day in the evening, is about before. The tish achidus b'erev, never at erev tish plus Shabbat. The same kasha also applies there. Not starting Avosim Achodesh Be'erev, but the Baal HaFlom before Kabbalah Satorah we counted like Umay Yisraelom, the night followed the day preceded the night. And if the day preceded the night, it only changed with Shas Kabbalah Satorah, we became a people whose night precedes the day. Musar Ashkofadik, the point means the nations of the world, ages like the sun which is burning itself out, we like the moon which constantly reinvents itself and save our COVID law, but good is still to come. And as a night, the Menot Kabbalelis, we still come with Hashem to our day, the great Baker, the Erev Shal Moshiach. Halachically though, if initially we were like B'nai Nach, and the day preceded the night, the Gemara Shtembuch, terrific idea, Meir Dikacham. He says, and we started, as far as the Tara is concerned even, if we had 7 weeks, we needed for Sfirah Sa'ilah to keep 7 weeks of Tara from Yisias Mitzrayim to the worthy of Shavuot, the first day was a Thursday. We're told that we should be counting Thursday. We went out in the time, surely. It's a fragile in the first day, it's a problem. That we should be counting Thursday night, but Thursday night still belongs to Thursday. So really, can we count from Friday? Friday morning. But Friday morning is Friday night today. So really, if you start counting Friday morning, which is now turned to Shabbos, turn to Friday night, then you're ready on Shabbos. You need an extra day to compensate for the actual 3 hours over. He says, maybe that's why we stay up all night on Shavuos night. They're rolling, they're rolling. To turn night into day. Is that the time of transition? We're turning this night, which otherwise would belong to Erev Shavuos, turning it into Yom Tov tonight. This is the time we go through, the, as it were, the time barrier, the time warp of night into day. Tonight, the night of Shavuos, we came Amr Kavli Hatera, we turned what otherwise would be the end of the day before, into the beginning of the next day, the night of Kabbalah Satera. Today I'll finish off with this thought. That he continues the beautiful Mahalach, without the answer to many things. The Beis Halevi says another word, which is really encapsulates all the points that Shmuel Farshim said. So the Beis Halevi, we find a fascinating debate, the Gemara says, in Shabbos, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Malachim. Malachim complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzno, Heidu Chal HaShemayim, Mo, Emesh, Yisif Kedenu, Benom, Yisif Kedenu. Tzno, Heidu Chal HaShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is mankind after all? Abos of Adon, Atechal Shem, Ma'at Melekim. What do you give me? How can you make him? How can you make a boss of a dom, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael rule or give them control over Torah? Torah belongs up here. It's not Hechal HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, have they done tshuva after them? Famous Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu held the Kisa Kovod, his wife, they burned them up, they have his wife, the Sufuni, they have a PM, whatever this means, at a deeper level, obviously, what it means, holding on to Kisa Kovod. And he answered them, you live in the tribe. If you work in the tribe, you need a Shabbos. You have parents that keep it out there. You work in the tribe during the week. And next one, Gashay Tichem, Gashay Tichem, every time. Were you in the tribe? That's the beginning of the Asher Zibra supply to you. Your parents have to have a kibbutz avayim. Do you work during the week in your Shabbos? Well, since they accepted, they listened to what he said, he defeated them in argument, he gave them a terror, each one gave them special secrets, special matonis, how he knew about his parents, when he balakamovic, etc. It's the basic thing I don't understand. Who the Kori law, my Kori law. The Kori my Kasavgadaita, who saved my Kamashmano. Malachim really wanted to have up there, should have Sukkot up there. Down he should have without Sukkot. The whole celebration of Sukkot is good. We went out to the time, not they. That's not as we have about to say. Until every angle and every mitzvah is not something when again not to be positive, and again inherently, integrally, bound to cloud in the what's happened to Malachim wanted to keep it? Dr. Beis Halevi Gavaldi. He said, Father Gavaldi, that's certain. Without doubt, it doesn't mean that they want to keep the mitzvahs and deny us the mitzvahs. But he says that once the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the control of understanding Torah through the Yud Gimel Midas to the Chachmei Ador. It was given to Klal Yisrael, Loi Ba'ashamayim, famous glory in Bom Latino Testament Day. Achei Shemelezmer, Chachomim, HaKivyot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed in, they said, keep out, Loi Ba'ashamayim. The control of understanding and applying Halacha was given to Klal Yisrael. Dr. Beis Halevi, this is what the Malachim said. To know Haid Chal HaShemai, don't give them both of the domes, you're going to give them the wonders of Torah and give them control over it. How you talking? Don't give them control over Torah. Don't give them your gimmicks. Just tell them what to do. To know Haid Chal HaShemai. And Shmuel says, no, they've been through the process, the purification process, to become Amlekablei HaTorah. They're Zoicha. Torah wasn't given to stay and be ordered, it was given to elevate the whole Briah. Torah was given to synthesize the Shama and Guf, intellect and instinct. Teret Hashem Timashivas Nofesh, make us rise above and rise with and elevate the challenges of Olam Hazeh to a level that we're worthy of spiritualizing the world through. Do you have that, Malachim? The answer is no. Don't come a time that you need control over Torah. Dr. Beis Halevi, the greatest manifestation of the Nesina HaTorah of giving Torah to Klal Yisrael was the fact Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nisir Mechad Midatay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give a Torah on the 6th. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Nisir Mechad Midatay. Add it a day. That was the greatest demonstration that Torah was given to us. In fact, the 6th may have been Zman Matan Torah saying that was the day it was given. We received it a day later. So after Beis Halevi, the whole debate between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim was crystallized through the question of 6th or 7th. If we received it on the 6th, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, we didn't have control. On the 7th, Moshe Rabbeinu demonstrated Klal Yisrael had the control and was given Lev HaShemayim, we have the ability to understand Torah and how you've given it to us the way we do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maskim Aliyot, he gave it a day later. That is the case. The whole Yom Tov of Shavuos, the whole victory, and it was brought down Lev HaShemayim, it's here, because the fact it was given on the 7th. His man, not studying math and theory, the Kabbalah of Torah was on the 7th. It was given to us in the 6th for our ability to decide. Not the Beis has a wonderful Mahalach, a whole essay on this, a beautiful chat, explaining the Brichat HaTorah accordingly, explaining many parts of the Gemara and Shabbos accordingly, which is welcome with Hashem. The Kerem Kol had the Cheshkat HaTorah this time, this Yom Tov of Cheshkat HaTorah today, and intensified and increased him with Hashem, which should be welcome. But as Vav Ozayin, the key thing is we should be united with Hashem, not at Har Sinai anymore. Har Bayis mit Hashem, ich bezeich das sein nach, nicht mal ganz klar ist, aber das Mashiach ist kein mehr mein Raum. Da da, da da, schmeide da, da.